Flames is a podcast created by best friends and twin flames, Chloe and Hillary, about personal development, shifting the perspective, and getting in touch with the best version of yourself. Chloe is a practicing eclectic witch, entrepreneur, and clairvoyant. Hillary is a mindfulness expert, happiness educator, and practicing therapist trainee. We combine our strengths and knowledge to bring you the best of what we've found has been helpful to us on our respective journeys. Oh my goodness. I did the best thing ever. And I haven't told you about this yet. I told you I was going to save it for the podcast. So there's like lamps in our house. We don't technically have enough. I mean, we do. We have enough lamps because we have ceiling lights. But like aesthetic wise, we don't have enough lamps in our house for me and Andrew to have a bedside lamp and the guest room to have bedside lamps. So usually when we have no guests, I take the lamps from in here and put them in the bedroom.
Yeah.
However, with this whole winter cycle being very dark and trying to link up more, which we'll get into that in a little bit, I had this bright idea. I had this bright idea that instead of having lamps in our bedroom, I should just move the salt lamps in there because I have two salt lamps that were just like, they were in my backdrop here, like in the room that I talk to Hillary in most of the time, my office space. They were in here as like part of my backdrop for filming and they weren't really getting used other than that. And so you know what I did. I put the lamps that technically go in this room for guests in here, and I put the salt lamps in our room. And I've kind of asked my husband if that could be the rule, that like we read by salt lamp, we do everything in the evening in the bedroom by salt lamp instead of by like harsh lights. And it, like, not only is it like super fucking romantic, because salt lamps give like such a beautiful soft glow to everything, but I really do feel like it helps. I feel like I'm not so like wired in the evening because I'm using very dim lights.
Yes. Well, the lighting is so important.
Like, oh my God. I want blue blockers so bad for my eyeballs.
I legitimately refuse to use the overhead fluorescent lights for like client sessions. Like, I just refuse. Oh, in general, well, we don't have them at my house, so it's not even like a question, you know?
We have them in every room here, and I fucking refuse. I hate them, except in the kitchen. Every other room, because I have to in the kitchen. I can't, like, put a standing... I mean, I could put a standing lamp in the kitchen, but that would be weird.
I mean, honestly, like, if given the option, I would do everything by natural light.
Same.
Oh, it's so much better. But you're right. The light makes such a difference. Also, if... if you or if any of our listeners ever get a chance to go into a pink salt room, either for a sauna, because I've been in a pink salt sauna, and which is, oh my God, cannot recommend enough. It's amazing.
Wow.
And you and I have been in a pink salt like
cave. And we got like, we did like a sound meditation bath together. It was amazing. So awesome.
so good. So honestly, if anyone has a chance to do any of those things, like, definitely like, do it.
I mean, to be honest, I believe that there is magic in everything. So to a degree, I guess I believe it. But there's like, a lot of people say it's pseudoscience that like, pink salt lamps apparently give off natural negative ions, and it's supposed to naturally cleanse the air. And like there's been like some minimal studies done that have been said that it like helps with asthma as well.
Interesting.
But I don't know. Like I said, it feels kind of pseudoscience-y, and I don't really feel like we can super prove it. But even if it does or doesn't purify my air, I like the way it makes me feel. So
see, and I think that's the tricky part for me with this, like, because you know I have that science background and I've always been firmly rooted in science, and that is important, I think. And also it's funny to me because like in this case, for instance, I don't know what the science says, but we do know how, like you said, how it makes us feel. And isn't that really what's most important?
Totally.
I mean, that's why I can double down on the placebo effect. Science backs up that
how we think about things affects what actually happens to our bodies and our emotional systems. That's the placebo Precisely. Effect. And it's so effective. Like, why not use that?
And not only that, but even in, like, I guess to provide even some same line of thought, but like talking about like crystals and crystal healing, like mm-hmm. to me, salt lamps are very much on that same line.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
And I do believe in crystal healing. So then there's this part of me that's like, okay, but like, why not believe in salt lamps then? Like, I heard you, I don't know.
Well, I mean, my thing, what it really comes down to for me, because, you know, I spent a long time questioning if something was scientifically provable and all this stuff. And really, at the end of the day, what it comes down to for me is, does it work for me? Does it make me feel better?
That's the best way to be about it, honestly.
Because at the end of the day, I don't know if it's working on a biological, neurological, or cellular level, or if it's my perception that makes things change on a biological, neurological, cellular level. I have no idea, but the result is the same, so I don't give a shit.
Oh my god. Hillary, this is probably going to trigger you, not in like a, like, psychological way.
I don't know. I was like, I don't know what you could say that would psychologically trigger me.
That word very lightly. But Andrew and I were getting into it yesterday because my husband is very, very, very scientific. Like, mm-hmm. he is very spiritual as well, but mm-hmm. he is kind of like you, Hillary. He's very rooted in science first, I feel like. And we were watching this documentary that's called, like, The Universe or something on Netflix. And the first episode talks a lot about the sun. Mm-hmm. And I was learning a lot of things I didn't know. But I do this every time with science. And it's not because I want spirituality to rule it all. Like, I just question everything across the board. But I was like, Andrew, how do we know that that's what's inside the sun? Like, how do we really know? Are we in the sun? Did we go there? Like, how do we really know? And he gets, like, so mad. He's probably laughing because he listens to our podcast. He gets so tilted whenever I, like, try to tell him that I think science, like, in a way we can't really trust it. Like, we can because we're just ants trying to make sense of everything. But, like,
well,
he's,
that's
like,
the thing.
He did make a very valid point, though, that he was like, but Chloe, even if that is true and, like, nothing is the same and inside the sun we find out eventually it's not the same as what we thought, because we've studied the sun and we found things that work on Earth, it has helped us do better, greater things on Earth because of, like, mm-hmm. the inspiration, I guess you could say.
Totally. But I think, like, here's where I struggle. With that science route, I have also come to believe that science is our way as humans to understand, categorize, and control the world around us as much as possible. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not real, you know, but the terms we use, the methods we use, all of that, that's just a structure we're imposing on things that already exist so that
that's
we can understand them.
That's kind of what I was trying to get at with him, and I just don't know. Maybe I didn't have the right words, but, like, it was all fine. Like, we didn't, like, start fighting or anything, but
it just, like, opens up such an interesting philosophical discussion.
Such an interesting conversation.
Like, I could go on this for days. Anyway, science.
Yay, science. I love it. Oh
so
my god, did you see that Bill Nye skit where he's like, fuck it, you guys fucked it up, and he just, like, torches a globe? Have you seen that?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
It's
love Bill
so
Nye.
It's so funny. He's basically talking about, like, global warming and stuff. And you know when Bill Nye is out there talking about it, he's like, y'all really, I think he even says fuck. He's like, y'all really have fucked this up.
Yes.
And just, like, torches the earth. And I was like, oh my god.
That sounds so familiar. I have a vague memory. Like, was that a John Oliver thing?
I'm not sure. I've only seen the part with Bill Nye, so I don't know.
Well, whatever
it
is, it was hilarious.
Very funny.
So
very
good.
Funny.
Kind of related to that, I guess. That's kind of right. Our topic, sort of, maybe.
Sort of. I mean, it does Hard revolve around where the sun is in certain hemispheres.
Revolve.
Excuse me, I just burped into your earballs.
Did you catch?
I'm human, yay.
Did you catch that wording, though?
What?
You said it does revolve around it.
Shit.
Such a nerd.
I love it. We are fucking nerds.
It's so good. So yeah, what's our topic today, Chloe?
We are talking about cycles, but we're having a strong emphasis on winter because I think there's a lot of things that tie into winter. We even get into a little bit of seasonal depression, I think, as well. And I do want to talk a little
bit. Absolutely a thing.
When we get to Chloe's part, I want to talk a little bit more about like how to uplift and change and work with the cycle of winter, because we've talked about nature cycles and being cyclical before episode on season one, we have it, but we never really did one with a strong emphasis on winter, which is kind of where we're at right now. So
yeah. Also, when you mentioned seasonal depression, also called SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, which is so accurate.
Right? Just a heads up for anyone out there who feels like they have it. Oh, by the way, seasonal affective disorder is basically what it sounds like. You get really sad in the winter.
Yes. Sorry, I don't think I specified, but yeah.
Well, seasonal depression pretty much, like, it pretty much explains what it is.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, as long as you know what seasonal means and what depression means, then you're good. But fun fact, they have actually created lights that are called SAD lights, and they're specifically meant to give your body the, I guess the UV light that it's craving, and it boosts your mood. And so I don't know all of the science behind it, but I know that they exist and they apparently work quite well.
Please tell me you've seen that episode of Broad City. Oh my God, Alana, yes. Is like literally putting fucking tinfoil, yes, in her light and like turning it up to max because she's just, yes, so fucking sad. That episode makes me so sad.
Dude, that's such a good show.
Oh, Broad City's so good.
Isn't it done now?
It is done. I've seen them all. That makes me so sad. Me too. I didn't want to finish it, but it was really good.
I feel like we just need more Tuca and Birdie to make up for it.
Oh my God, yes, please. Right?
So good.
So far, they've not picked it back up. Like, Netflix hasn't.
Why? What are they thinking? It's amazing. It's like, okay.
It was so good. And it, like, opened the door for so many conversations that I've never seen a cartoon do.
So amazing.
So good.
And I do think my boyfriend was right when he said they put me in a cartoon. Like,
he's, you're Birdie, aren't you?
Yes!
I knew it.
Of course I am. You're
totally Birdie.
There's so many moments that are so spot on.
They just touch on so many big topics, and
I know.
Oh. And they do things, like, so effectively. Andrew and I quote that show all the time. Two kinds of oven fries.
Yes. I think one of my favorite parts in there is, did you see the sports last night? Ah, yes. Good sports.
I like when they're trying out, like, different, like, they're trying to do, like, different sexual stuff. And all, the, like, it doesn't work out. And he's like, usual way.
Honestly, if anyone listening to this has Netflix and has not seen Tuca and Birdie, get on it.
Get on it. It's so good.
It's so good.
And Big Mouth, for that matter. If you like adult-flavored cartoons, I would say they're definitely not made for kids.
No, no. Big Mouth takes it to another level with that.
Big Mouth takes all of it to another level. I fucking love that show. I've watched that show so many times, like every season. It's one of my favorites.
You know what's one of my favorites that is not on Netflix? Oh my gosh, we're going in such another rabbit hole.
So many eight side stories. It's fine. We're going to pet the bunnies. But you know what?
I think one of my favorite shows of all time, and it's not on Netflix, but it is amazing, Rick and Morty.
So yes, are you good. Caught up?
Okay, haven't seen the episode that came out last night.
I won't say anything. Oh, I haven't seen the one from last night either.
It just came out last night at 9. They skipped the Sunday usual, which made me so mad.
Oh, that's why they didn't have anything.
But are you talking about the snake one? Yes!
Yeah, I saw the snake one. It was brilliant.
Oh my gosh, I can't get enough of it. Okay, we'll stop.
Yeah, we'll stop. Sorry, guys. Just please go watch all the cartoons. They're amazing. We're just big kids, and we love cartoons.
I swear, we could have spent this whole episode just going back and forth on different shows. Oh, ridiculous. But no, we're talking about winter and cycles.
Yes.
So it's funny because when we started talking about, like, okay, what do we want to talk about? Maybe we should talk about winter. Maybe we should talk about these cycles in life and all this stuff. At first, I wasn't sure what I was going to say. And it's really funny because then, Chloe, we chatted for a little bit. And the next couple days, I started noticing more and more some things that we had talked about.
And why are we so in sync, though?
Oh my gosh, it's so true. And I think, like, it's funny because usually when we talk about, like, our personal stories and stuff, it's often stuff that's already happened. Like, it's true. Like, oh, that thing back then, you know? But my thing today is, like, right now. Like, today, right now, in this moment. That's what I'm going to be talking about. Because I am so in that winter phase.
Same.
Oh my gosh. I'm not even kidding you. I feel like a bear. Like, all I want to do is just eat and then sleep for days.
Same energy.
And I find it so interesting because I think what really strikes me is there's this feeling of, oh, I should X, Y, and Z. Like, I should get some more stuff done. I should, you know, feel more awake. I should, in pretty much it's, I should insert task here, right?
Yeah, totally.
And every fiber of my motherfucking being is like, no.
No, bitch.
Just no. Like, and it's really funny because I see it around me too. Like, this is what's really cool. When you start looking around the world, and I don't know if nature reflects us, or if we reflect nature, or both, or whatever it may be, or if we're just seeing more in nature and giving it meaning because of our experience. Either way, I don't care. The point is, I look outside right now, and I see no birds. There's a tree outside my window, and usually it's covered in birds. There are no birds. There are no other little critters running around, which is odd for my house. The sky is gray. It was raining, but has stopped. Everything just seems still. And true. That, to me, is where I'm at internally with this whole winter vibe, is like, nope, just stop. So I think that's really... it's funny because thinking about, you know, I brought up a bear. That, I think, is the best expression of winter in my mind. You know, because bears prepare for winter. That's exactly what they do. They know it's coming. I imagine in our history as humans, we also prepared for winter. We would stockpile the food we would need. We would keep everything getting ready, you know, make sure we have the warmth. I mean, how could we not do that if we were going to survive?
You're not wrong.
And so it's really interesting because I do notice that depending on what's happening in the world around me, it shifts how I am.
Totally.
Like, when things do start to cool off, I find myself energized. And thinking evolutionarily, I start to wonder if that's a reflection of how we used to be. It starts to get cold, so you start picking up the pace on things and getting ready for winter.
Yeah, because you've got to
prepare. Exactly. And then winter comes, and I don't want to do anything. Hey, is that why all of our holidays are in the winter? Because no one wants to do anything and we want more time off?
I mean, it would make sense now, wouldn't it?
Hey, I don't complain about it. I'm good. That makes sense for me. So, I've just been noticing that kind of stuff after talking with you, Chloe, actually. And I think it's funny because what I was getting at earlier is it feels like I should be doing whatever else.
Totally.
But no part of me wants to. And I think that's something we talk about a lot on here is what's our reason for things? Why are we doing things? Where does this come from? And I wonder if my body and our history as humans has prepared me to be ready to just take a break right now. But how our culture and our society is keeps my mind running in that no, you can't stop, you have to keep going kind of mentality.
Exactly.
And I think that's where the clash is.
Yes.
You know?
It's a mood. Mm-hmm. It's a mood because I feel like we've done it to ourselves. We've made ourselves like able to work through the winter. And like our ancestors, that's honestly probably what a lot of them really wanted, was to be able to just like work at their own pace. Yeah. But I think unfortunately, at least where we live, it's not like... I feel like during the holidays, we actually make it harder on a lot. Like, look at retail.
Yes.
Look
at hard
people work. Look at how there are people that don't even get to take a break for the holiday. So we've made it harder on ourselves with this mad power that we have.
Yes. You know what's insane? I never do this. Around the holidays, I always avoid shopping centers, but I went to one.
Well, unless I'm walking. I try to do my whole Fitbit steps thing and be healthy. I don't know.
Oh, that's nice. But, like, I'll avoid it like the plague usually. But Christmas Eve this year, I went to a shopping center.
You had a death wish, didn't you?
It was a mistake.
Mistakes were made.
And I could not stop thinking about how everyone literally, like, it actually made me kind of mad. Because the holidays are supposed to be a time for, like, love and joy and acceptance and peace and cherishing the people you love and showing gratitude and all that kind of good... wholehearted stuff, but everyone was so rushed, frustrated, and pissed off.
Totally.
It literally, like, we have created the opposite of what we were intending.
Yep.
It drives me nuts.
To me, the speech that Jim Carrey gives in The Grinch when he's talking to Cindy Lou outside of the garbage and he says, like, he's talking to all of them. He's like making his big speech in like Times Square when after he like wins all the awards. That's when it is. And he's like, I want a pony so I can ride it twice and fucking throw it away. Like he's talking about like mass consumerism and how we've really have completely removed ourselves from the point. Yes. Even though he's the one who's like the least invested in Christmas, right?
Oh my gosh, that's how I feel all the time.
So I feel like it just makes me upset when I think about it.
Exactly. And so anyway, refocusing on cycles, because I do feel a little ragey about what's happened with the holidays and what we've done to it. But refocusing on cycles, it's interesting because, okay, I think we talked about cycles more in a different episode and we tied it to, I know you and I personally have talked about cycles with the moon and periods and how our bodies reflect nature and all that kind of stuff. But did we record that?
I believe we did.
I hope we did. I really hope so. We have
an episode on that.
Okay, I think so too, because I'm being reminded of that right now. And I think there's, like, there's a lot in that. And I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but I'm remembering something you had said about, like, the winter phase of our menstrual cycle. And, like, I don't know. Something about that is coming up for me, but I can't quite grab onto it.
Well, the winter cycle in the menstrual cycle is the period of time where you, quote unquote, would be bleeding. And so it's a time for you to just power down. Take care of yourself. Be with yourself and kind of draw away. It's the winter phase.
Yeah.
Hibernate.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I'm just thinking about the metaphorical letting go that happens. In like, if we think of the menstrual cycle, the winter period, there is a letting go physically, right? Thinking about the yearly cycle and the winter that's right around New Year's, and that's a letting go oftentimes to move forward.
Totally. Like,
ooh, the symbolism. Ooh, it's rich.
Ooh. Ooh, honey, she is luxurious.
But I don't know. I think because I'm in it right now, I mean, y'all can even hear in our last episode, I was like, I got 1 foot in vacation. Like, that's... so me in my winter phase right now. Absolutely.
I feel like you're giving me your winter phase.
Yes, do it. Eat all the food now, and then nap all day.
Because now I'm like so out of it and so tired. And I just want to sleep for 1,000 years.
That's how I feel.
But that's okay. It's very fitting for the episode.
Right? So anyway, Chloe, I definitely want to hear what you have to say, but we are going to get to your story after a word from our sponsors.
Yums. So for myself with winter, something I've been really, really, really focused on, it actually kickstarted by this video that I saw. I watch so much YouTube, you guys. Like, granted, I kind of live there. Like, YouTube is my home. That's where, like, most of my work is produced, etc. But I, like, this whole me thinking about winter, getting into, like, a wintry phase was kickstarted by this video that I saw, and I'll link it down below. It's by Cheap Lazy Vegan, which she just makes a lot of vegan content, and it's amazing. It's not all food, but usually there's food involved, which she makes amazing food. I've made some of her recipes, and they're so good.
And it's cheap and it's easy?
Yes, cheap, lazy, easy, all of it.
She's, oh my God, that phenomenal. Is my kind of food.
But this video, I've actually made the recipe in the video too, and it was really good. The food, not the dessert. I haven't tried making the dessert in the video, but the meal that she made, I've made, and it was amazing. But this video, she talks about the Danish practice of hygge.
Hygge! Oh, yes, I forgot about hygge.
And she kind of also ties that to, like, she talks a lot about a lot of different things with hygge. Hillary, can you tell us what hygge is,
though? I can. Okay.
First, tell them why you're, like,
why I'm so excited.
Why you also know so much about Danish culture.
So I studied abroad in Denmark for 4 months in 2014 into 2015. Yes. It was amazing. Shout out to all the Danes out there. Y'all are freaking awesome. Really wonderful experience. And one thing that I'll never forget is their concept of hygge. And the pronunciation, I'm sorry if I'm screwing it up. Danish is a hard language, y'all. Like, it's a real hard language.
And also the word looks like, for us Americans over here, it looks like it says, like, hygge, but it's pronounced like hygge.
Yeah, it's H-Y-G-G-E. So, yeah, you know. But basically, if my understanding and memory are correct, hygge is that it's not easily translatable, but it's that sense of, like, coziness and warmth. And coziness is as close as it comes, but hygge can be described as, like, when you have a fire going in the fireplace or have some candles out and you have a cozy blanket and you have your warm drink and, you know, you're just together with loved ones. That's hygge. It's that cozy.
Basically,
sense.
My aesthetic.
Yes, yes.
My brand is called Cozy Kale for a reason.
And, like, real quick, it makes so much sense that hygge exists in Denmark because, whew, those winters, I was there at the start of winter.
Oh, God.
Shit gets intense. Like, you
need... There's snow there, I assume.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I don't know shit about Denmark, so...
Oh, yes. So, it's in... It's an island. It's actually a series of islands, Denmark is. It's over 400 islands.
What? I had no idea, Hillary.
I know, and it's such a small place, too. I know. Over 400 islands.
I had no idea.
All super flat. Like, there's nothing to stop the wind that comes just ripping through from the sea. Oh, it's freezing cold. So you get the wind from the ocean. Nothing to stop it. Then you're surrounded by water and you're in a very northern area. So when the cold hits, when the rain hits, I have never seen horizontal rain except for in Denmark. I was like, how is this happening?
Oh my God.
So think about that kind of cold and how desperately you would need to have something in your culture around warm, cozy spaces. 'Cause you gotta go months with it like that.
Ugh.
Right? You need hygge.
And honestly, like, even where I live, the reason that this practice fascinates me so much is because where I live, which I live in the state of Utah, it's nothing like that. We have mountains, like, it's
beautiful
nothing
mountains.
Like that. We do get snow. Where I live specifically, it's not that bad. Like, we maybe get one or two crazy snowstorms for the entire year, and the rest is just, like, a dusting. Like, it's not so bad. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, in the, like, winter, we literally have winter that lasts from the end of October, sometimes all the way through May, where it's just, like, gray, cold. I'm surprised the sky is blue today. Normally it would be gray. And so this, like, it's not even that, like, I can't go outside, period. Like, sometimes it will be for months on end. It will just be, like, in the 20s and too fucking cold to go outside. But there has to be, like, it's hard to make myself get out of bed and work. It's hard to want to do anything when the sky looks like that.
Of course.
And so when I found out about Huga and, like, why that was designed and, like, why it would be so important for a culture, I was like, wow. Not only that, but I failed to mention this. In Utah, where I live specifically, the sun has to come up over the mountains in the morning because I'm on the other side of the mountains.
Dude, your mornings are so late.
So my mornings are so late. Like, we literally have sun from, like... Like, if I woke up at 8 a.m., the sun would be just coming up over the mountain. Like, it would be that, like, part where you don't see the sun yet, but there's, like, some light in the sky a little bit.
It's super disorienting when I visit you. I'm always like, what time is
it? And then the sun goes down at, like, 6.
Yeah.
So we have, like, this insane, like, no daylight hours. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just, like, tired, exhausted, feel like a fucking bear. I just want to go die in my bed. And I thought, like, not only that, but cozy is my aesthetic. I'm a Taurus. I exude huge heart chakra energy.
Yes.
Big into that. Cozy is my thing. I'm ruled by Venus. Like, very much my aesthetic. And so, like, give me all the candles. Give me all the hot tea, all the hot coffee. There is nothing I like more than, like, sitting down with a brand new candle from Bath & Body Works with a weighted blanket and, like, a vegan wine and cheese board. Nothing makes me happier. I told Andrew that was all I wanted for my birthday. I was like, I just want a really good vegan cheese board with some good wine.
I have to say, it is far too difficult to find regular candles anywhere.
You're not wrong.
Like, what is that?
I mean, they do have, like, tea lights, but, like, I'm not a fan of tea lights. It's not the same. But, like, you can also do the 7-day candles or whatever. Like, those are, like, a buck and you can get them. But, like, I don't know. I'm here for candles. And that's another thing that I learned about Huga is more often than not, they don't actually use scented candles. It's usually a plain candle thing.
Regular candles. Absolutely.
Which I think that's even cooler because it's an aesthetic choice. It's not a smell choice.
That's why I was like, why is it so hard to find regular candles?
Yeah. It's normally just, I mean, for me, I do like the scent because I'm a...
Totally. I'm
claiming the word back. I'm a slut for Bath & Body Works candles.
Well, I mean, also, if you're creating your own cozy Huga space, like,
totally.
Do what's right for your level of coziness.
So I've been really, like, perplexed by this entire concept. Ever since we got, like, our first snow around the end of October, I've been very, like, how can I bring this in? Because what I'm finding in my life, and I'm slowly making alterations, like I talked about with the salt lamps, that was a new addition this week.
Love.
But there's been a few things that I've done, but what I've noticed more than anything is it's just been so hard for me to power down in the evening because I'm used to there being more daylight that I feel like I just can't get enough, like, I don't know, time in to work or do whatever. And more recently, I've come to the conclusion that, like, you know what? Maybe you're just supposed to fucking slow down, Chloe. Maybe you're just not supposed to work so hard. And I know you guys hear me talk about this all the time. I'm constantly at, like, the beginning of every month when I go to plan out my content for the month, I am constantly reevaluating which projects are important, which ones need to be slowed down on. And that's kind of what I had to do. And I'm implementing these little things like the salt lamps that I changed out, which I think has been very helpful. I've also implemented, which is something I've kind of done on and off for quite some time, is Self-Care Tuesday, which I talk about this a lot. Self-Care Tuesday is basically like a full-blown Huga routine that I do. I work for myself. I'm an entrepreneur, so I have the flexibility and the ability to take a day off in the middle of my week every single week. And I don't have kids, so it's kind of just like, this is my day.
Yes.
And I choose a weekday because I prefer to do it alone, and my husband works his normie job. So I usually do like my own thing, and there's usually candles involved. There's usually I plan like a meal that I really want to have, which lately it's been a lot of sushi because that's what I love more than anything. Yes. Usually I allow myself to have more coffee on that day than I would on any other given day because I love coffee. And I just really take time to like nurture, care for myself, do things that make me feel good for me. And I don't necessarily spend it with people. Like, I feel like that's the only thing I'm not doing, which I know that's a big part of it. But that's mostly because I also do it on a day in the middle of the week where most people have commitments.
Well, sure. And also I think, to me, it sounds like hygge is a component of your self-care Tuesday.
Agreed.
But the goal overall is self-care. And for you, you're talking to people a lot. More introverted. And so maybe self-care means not being around people.
I feel like that's kind of how it is for me. Because I even tell you, whenever we make plans, I'm like, let's just please not do it on Tuesday. Like,
oh, totally.
That's my day.
Yeah, absolutely. Which also, I love the boundary holding.
Oh, love that.
So good.
We have a whole episode on boundaries in case you missed it. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was.
So I guess just kind of like tying in, it's been a concept that I've been very fascinated with, and I want to carry Self-Care Tuesday into the new year. I don't want this to be something I'm going to give up on when the weather gets nicer and I feel maybe more vibrant and like more as my best self, more energized. But it's something I do want to continue to carry on because I do think it's important to, even in the more fast-paced months, to still take time out to slow down before you burn the fuck out. Oh, we also have an episode on burnout.
Yes, we do. Oh my gosh. You know what we don't have an episode on that I feel like we're gonna have to talk about?
What?
Oh, should I say it? I feel like
it's gonna hurt me, Mom. Tell me. That's what I say about, if you guys didn't know, every time I listen to a Teal Swan video, I'm like, ooh, hurt me, Mom.
Right.
She just brings that real shit to the table.
No. It's the whole productivity and work thing.
Ooh, Hillary.
So many thoughts, so many feelings.
So many thoughts and feelings.
Need 10 hours for that.
Not only that, but like in terms of productivity, I genuinely, and I was telling Hillary this, I think even before the episode, that I really need to come up with a better established like evening routine because I do have mild OCD and I also am like a Virgo in sheep's clothing. I don't know if you knew that about me, but not only am I a 10th house Virgo, which Hillary also is, but my sun and my moon are both ruled by the 6th house, which is the house of Virgo. And I was raised by a Virgo.
None of that surprises me.
Like Virgo is so ruled by Mercury and like mentally fast and like wants to plan and get all the things done and like doesn't know how to fucking slow down and stop taking charge of everything. So I put a lot on my plate, way more than any one person probably ever should.
Well, and our culture reinforces that.
Oh, totally.
At every turn. And I have totally. Many, many thoughts and feelings on it, but we will have to save those for another time.
Yes, agreed. That would be a really good topic to dissect, though. We should add that to the list for sure. But I don't know, like I don't feel like I'm there yet. Like I think that's the big thing I wanted to highlight with my portion of this is I don't think I'm in a space yet where I feel like I'm totally honoring the seasons.
Same.
But I do feel like I'm getting closer. I feel like I'm making small steps to kind of add to the big picture. And you know, I think the biggest thing that I probably like need to work to overcome not only is establishing those better routines that are daily practices, if not, even if they're like a little, Hillary gave the idea to me that maybe they should be a little more flexible, like giving myself a time period for certain things to be done instead of like this has to be done at this time, but giving it a time window.
I find that helpful.
I think it would help me actually. But outside of like coming up with different things to kind of honor myself in the morning and maybe in the evening, I think there's this big part of me that always feels like I have to be on and delivering. And again, with the cultural reinforcement, that's the thing that needs to be broken down, that if I stop, the world isn't going to fall apart.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. And it doesn't. It really doesn't.
It like, really doesn't. I mean, oh, that's another thing that I did that I would like to add to this too. And I don't know if I'll keep this forever. It's just a little experiment I'm doing, if you will. I actually went through yesterday and deleted all my social media apps from my phone.
Yes. And so
I only use my social media on desktop now during working hours. I kind of have this established boundary with work that I only do work on my big computer in the office. And
love.
So I can't view all of those social websites. And you'd be surprised. We could probably do a whole episode on this too. You would be so surprised how many times a day I've picked up my phone and tried to click the place where social media used to be.
Yes.
And I catch myself doing it and I'm like, oh, there's nothing there.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Work boundaries are so important. Like that's a whole area of boundaries that we didn't even talk about before. But
oh man.
Oof.
That'd be a good one though. I would want to get into that.
Specifically for work. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm in.
Specifically for work.
That's a big one.
But I feel like that's another way, again, adding little small steps. That might be a big leap for some people, but I feel like it's helped. Like, it's made me, because in the evening when I'm not powering down, a big part of it is mindlessly scrolling through social media. And also, that leads into a whole other side story that I will not get into about, like, instant gratification from likes and people looking at your stuff.
You know what I will say about that? Now, like you said, we could say so much more. But what I will say is there are people whose job it is to design technology so that it works on your dopamine system in your brain. So that every time that you do things with their technology, it'll give you a dopamine boost, which will keep you coming back for more. They've done studies with rats where, like, they'll give them a little lever where they can get dopamine delivered into their brain, or they can go and eat. They have to choose one. And they will starve themselves to death to get that dopamine hit.
Oh my gosh.
And now we have people whose jobs it is to design things to give us a dopamine hit.
It's insane.
Their job is literally to get people addicted. I'm just throwing it out there. That is all of social media, just so y'all know.
That's totally how it is with, like, Cheez-It. Their company, they literally design their cracker, and they have scientists that come in, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, like, they have scientists that come in and help design the perfect crunch, the perfect color, the perfect texture to get you to keep reaching into the box.
Yep. Absolutely.
And it's disgusting when you think about it like that.
I know.
Like, good Lord.
It's...
And don't even, like, get me started on the guilt that that causes in people, too.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Oh, I'm such a failure for eating more or looking at this more or whatever it might be.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
I also feel like we need to talk about social media. Not now.
Not now.
Not now.
Sorry, guys.
we're
just petting all the bunnies today, okay? We're tired. We're snuggly. We want to cuddle with the bunnies, all
we're
the rabbit holes.
We're going to jump down all the rabbit holes, pet all the bunnies, and then we'll be right back.
That's what I was saying, though, is that I think removing social media, that's hard for me because I get a lot of instant gratification out of it, but it's been a huge learning experience. And I've actually, Hillary, I say this all the time, you'll be so proud, but you'll be so proud. I have even, like, started up the daily practice of meditating because I feel like even before I deleted social media, but now I feel like it's even easier because right in the morning, I'm not looking to see what everybody's saying.
Yes.
I'm asking myself, how can I dedicate this time to me right now?
Yes. I love it. Oh, what a beautiful
very, very,
shift.
Very helpful. Even if you guys only delete social media for, like, a week, I would totally, it's because we're going to move into homework now, I think.
Ooh, you know what I had to do, not had to, got to do in a class I had in college?
What?
I mention this class every once in a while, Norms, Liberation, and Danger. It was amazing.
Ooh.
One of our assignments was to get off as much technology as possible for a whole week. Literally changed my life. I got, like, I started tapering off and then fully getting rid of all my social media after doing that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's
I can't
brilliant.
Tell you how, like, just try taking a week and don't go on any social media. Try not to go on any technology,
like,
unless you
apps.
Need to. Like, if it's not for work or school or something essential.
And what I've done, if any of you guys need a little boost with this, if this is like an assignment you want to take upon yourselves, mm-hmm. which I encourage, there is a website that Hillary and I even use to run our social media profiles mm-hmm. on for Twin Flames Pod, at Twin Flames Pod, if you want to follow mm-hmm. us. We use an app, or it's an app and it's a website if you just want to do it on desktop. It's called Buffer. We're not sponsored by them, mm-hmm. but they allow you to schedule out your posts. And even if you don't want to schedule posts, you can push posts to your accounts like
yes
from there immediately, so yeah. you're not going to Twitter, you're not going to Instagram or Facebook, you're literally just there writing out your post, hitting send or scheduling it, and then you don't have to deal with it again. Like, it's done. And maybe pick like one day a week where you go and interact
yes.
or, you know, whatever it might be. And
yeah,
I think that has been like, if you're somebody who needs to have a presence for work, because it's just smart branding. I know mm-hmm. all about that.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just smart branding. If you need to be there as a social media presence, it's one way to allow yourself to be there, but without like crossing your wires and falling down the rabbit hole, even though I know you yes. want to pet the bunnies.
It's so true, though. It really is helpful.
It really is. It's been super helpful for me and for our podcast entirely. We schedule out a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
So there's one assignment for homework. We also have something I would like to challenge you guys to do is to try powering down earlier in the evening. Even if you just do it for like a 3-day experiment or one day, if that's all you have, try to actually, if you can, because I know some people have jobs and maybe you can't do this, but if you can, try to actually work with the sunlight for a day. Just, you know, rise with the sun. And then at the end of the evening, when the sun is going, when the sun is going down, maybe light some candles. Don't use the, fake lights. Mm-hmm. Don't use just use dim candle lights. Salt lamps are great, but don't use like the traditional light bulb, and just try to make everything dimmer in the house. Try to stay off technology mm-hmm. and maybe read a book and just see if you get better sleep. See mm-hmm. if you feel like, I feel like honestly during a time where we don't get as much sun, in my experience on the times that I have honored, I do find that I'm way more rested. And if that means my body needs 12 hours of sleep, then that's what it needed, you know?
Also, I know we briefly mentioned this before, but those 7-day candles, you can find those at the 99-cent store
yeah, and Dollar totally. Tree. Totally.
They're just a buck.
And honestly, if you go anywhere and they're not a dollar, security. Be like, what is this?
Don't get them if they're more than a dollar.
Do not get them if they're more than a dollar. Most places sell them for a dollar. Like even Walmart, I believe, sells them for a dollar. Mm-hmm. So if they're more than that, don't be buying their bougie ass candles. They're all the same.
It's true. I've gone to the 99-cent store a few times and just gotten a few 7 days.
Like, girl, I'm a witch. I use those consistently and I never pay more than a buck for them. And they come in like every color too.
Yes, absolutely. So. And you know, white is always a good standby. They always have the white 7-day candles. They
always have white.
Always.
And then our second thing, or our third thing technically for homework, is this one's a little bit different, but we would actually encourage and challenge, if you can think of something, please send us an email. We want to hear this, but look for something that doesn't change, because even though we didn't go wholeheartedly into change, it still falls under this idea that we are cyclical beings. Mm-hmm. Cyclical. I like cyclical better.
Agreed.
We are cyclical beings. And in order to, I feel like us as society, we are not great with change. Even though things are changing around us so much, even the seasons, mm-hmm. we're not great at embracing that change because we've been conditioned not to.
Yeah.
And I think that actually causes a lot of issue within us. So honestly, look for something that doesn't change.
And
because we found that it doesn't exist.
Yeah. No, it really doesn't. And I think that's something that, again, we might need a whole other episode to really go into that some more. And so keep in mind, you may hear some of this again, but start now. Like, there's nothing wrong with shifting your perspective at any time.
Yes.
I guarantee you I'm going to say this stuff again later anyway, so you'll have more opportunities. But, I mean, It's funny because when we were talking about this stuff, I just want to throw out like a quick example. So many things change and so many things change in cycles. Like, yes. Think about even fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Completely goes in a cycle.
Completely. So, even like the zodiac signs, they cycle through. They start at Aries. They go all the way back down to Pisces and start at Aries again. Like,
exactly. The things that are cyclical in this world, like, there's no shortage of things that are cyclical. So just give it a look. Like, really take a moment. Look outside. Look around in the world. Look at yourself and ask yourself the question, what doesn't change? If you find something, feel free to send it our way.
Yeah, I mean, we want to see this shit. Because...
Oh, yeah. If there is something, let us know.
Because we need to know.
Yeah.
I'm a nosy bitch. I need to know.
Right? Because I haven't been able to find anything.
I think that's all we have for you guys today.
Yeah. So
thank you so much for spending your time with us. I appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
And we'll talk to you guys again next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
If you love what you heard today, please come and follow us on our social media platforms. We are at Twin Flames Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. Use the hashtag Authenticity Warrior to connect and share your authentic path with us. If you'd like to support us on our mission to spread authenticity to the collective, consider becoming a contributor on our main hub, Anchor. Anchor provides the ability to not only give back to this podcast, but you can also send in voice-recorded questions that we're able to insert and answer on the show. Link in the show notes below. Another way to support us is by leaving a review. It really helps us to be seen and recommended more. If you do decide to review us, no matter the rating, screenshot it and send it to our email for a free guided meditation created by Hillary, me. More information on that below. And lastly, have a question, comment, or a concern? Send us an email and we'll do our best to reach back to you. Have a fantastic week, and remember, when you stand tall in your authenticity, you give others the assurance to do the same. We'll talk to you next Monday.